with Martin Bester.
It was unfortunately all over our timelines this week. It's just such a shocking video of that guy being run over and murdered in Johannesburg.
Yeah,
did you see
daylight.
That in broad daylight, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, in Rivonia, Johannesburg? And it was just such shocking brutality. Really, really was.
Yeah.
So there's an article going around where an eyewitness spoke out about the experience and seeing it all happen, being on the scene. Her name is Sarah Britton, and she's on the line. I just wanted to put this phone call through quickly. Sarah, good morning, and thanks for your time.
Good morning, Martin. Good morning to the listeners.
What a shocking thing to witness. I'm obviously, firstly, my heart goes out to that man, Emmanuel, and his family and friends, and also thinking about everyone who witnessed it. What a horrible sight.
Yeah, when I first saw it, I mean, I was on my way home driving up 12th Avenue. I've driven up there hundreds of times, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It took a while to register. So I arrived on the scene after the video that's circulating was taken. So I arrived at the end of it all when the driver of the Bucky fled. And he drove off into the road in front of me, and I realized what I'd seen. So I quickly turned left into Autumn Road, which runs parallel to Rivonia. I stopped the car. My 9-year-old daughter was in the back reading a book, so fortunately she didn't see anything.
Okay.
And I locked the car and I went to check on the victim, who by that time was lying in 12th Avenue on the other side of the stop street. He was still alive.
Okay.
And I was shaking so much I accidentally called my husband, so he called Netcare 911.
Okay.
But the witness who took that video also called an ambulance and also called the police, and he chased the guy to try and keep track of where he was going.
Of course.
He lost him. Mm. Yeah.
Did help come to the scene in a timely fashion? I mean, did it take them? How long did it take them?
So I witnessed, and I know this because I took images with my cell phone, but I witnessed the incident at 4:20. By 4:25, the paramedics had arrived and were working on the victim. I helped them turn him over, and because he was lying face down on the road. And the police arrived after the ambulance, so maybe 20 minutes after it happened.
Sure. Well, I think what everyone wants is, you know, for the perpetrator to be brought to book.
Yes, absolutely.
And for this matter, not just
so.
Not, you know, to and it's just, and I know that area so well. I lived around there for many, many years, and it's just shocking to think that it could happen in 4 o'clock in the afternoon in full sight of everybody.
Yes.
I think that's the astonishing thing.
Yeah.
Is this wasn't some clandestine. It's just such brutality and something like that happening just, you know,
casually.
There we go.
Very casually. And,
people have kids in the car.
People have kids in the car.
Like Sarah. It's just, it's a shock. And I think it speaks to, it's been in the news lately, the last couple of days, just about how brutal the murders in this country.
Yeah.
How brutal it is.
Yeah.
It's a shocker, Sarah. And I'm sorry that you had to witness it and with your kid in the car. But obviously, firstly, our hearts go out to the victim.
Yeah.
What is the general sense? Is there a good chance that they will catch that person or those people?
I heard from another journalist yesterday that the vehicle was found in Sophia Town, which is a long way from Rivonia. And given that the perpetrator is Ugandan, it's entirely possible that he's in hiding, skipped the country. I would love to say I hope they find him, but I'm not optimistic.
Sure. Oh, well, I really do hope so. And I think it's a general call right over the country. Heard people in the news speak about it yesterday, especially in the big centres like Johannesburg. It's just unacceptable. It's reached. It almost feels like it's reached new lows.
Yeah,
new levels of low brutality, and also, what's the word? It's just...
It's very cavalier, because we're not trying to hide any of this. We're literally... No. And broad daylight, it's far too, taking someone's life has become far too comfortable and easy for people to do.
Yeah. Sarah, thank you very much for sharing. I do appreciate the whole lot. And, you know, to all the people that had to witness it. Do you receive counseling after something like this?
I wrote about it. And that was how I processed it. I think it helped a great deal. To just write out what I'd seen, and I'm glad I did at the time, because it's taken 10 days for the story to reach the mainstream media. There was no coverage of it at all at the time. So I'm hoping the publicity will get justice for Emmanuel. But thank you for inviting me onto the show.
No, listen, so 10 days ago?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you serious?
I am shocked.
Yeah. So when did this happen?
It happened on the 5th of April.
Oh, my gosh. And that makes it even... That makes me so angry.
It's astonishing.
Yeah.
I cannot believe it.
And it's only because the video came out. Yeah. That's why.
Is that how... Sorry to say, but is that how it's been normalized? That doesn't even shock us enough for that to make front page news the very next day?
Mm-hmm.
Or that day, that evening?
That evening.
Well, I actually, a journalist contacted me for comment on a completely unrelated issue. And so I said, oh, by the way, I witnessed a murder on Saturday. Would you like to know more?
My soul.
You're kidding.
Yeah, and that's how the Citizen wrote the story. But there was no other coverage. The police didn't release anything. So it's, I guess that's what's so strange, is that this happened quite a while ago, and it's blown up massively because that video has somehow found its way into the public domain.
Sure. Yeah. A shocker. Sarah, thank you very much for bringing the story to everybody's attention, because we can't just let this kind of thing happen and go away. No.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
Thank you very much for speaking to us, Sarah. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Martin and the team.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.